Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I'm a little fired up today, B-Sizzle. Just a little bit. Just a little bit fired up today.
Bonk, bonk.
That's not how you say it.
Listen, this is one of those rare moments where so much stuff went on. It's almost like you don't know what to start with. It's like, where do we start? I mean, it seemed like it was a thousand games in basketball. We got the, you know, the baseball teams doing what they do. You know what I mean? Pete Alonso leading the league in home runs. You got Gerrit Cole's 23 strikes. You got the Rangers. You got the Devils. You got the Islanders. You got everything going on, man. It's like I'm frozen. I'm frozen on ice. I'm like Elsa right now, son. I don't know what the hell to talk about. I'm going to need some help from the people today, man. I'm going to need some help because I don't want to miss the good stuff. I don't want to give them all appetizers, empty food. I want to be able to give our listeners nourishment, essential vitamins, vitamins A, B, C, D, K1, K2, elemental P. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to give them some
the
stuff to chew on.
The whole
you know what I'm saying? We got the quarterback market being thrown out of whack. And it's like, man, it's about to go crazy.
If you're Lamar Jackson, you certainly love what you just
saw. Well, if you're Justin Herbert, if you're Joe Burrow, if you're the king, Patrick Mahomes, at the end of the day, when everybody else get done, I'm like, no way I'm going to be the eighth highest paid ever. So it's like, where do we start, man?
Where do we start? Please.
Where we got a countdown to Javonte Davis, Ryan Garcia coming this Saturday. Somebody's old's got to go. Craig.
You're asking me where we start.
Okay.
You're probably
going to start with Gerrit Cole.
You're asking me where you want to start.
Bing bong.
Sue Bird let you know where we want to start.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, you're so typical.
Are you? Man, typical, whatever. I'll be typical right now because I'm going to be consistent.
Like the replacement players?
If you're going to win a series in six games.
Oh, not a series.
If you're going to win a series in six. No, if you're going to win a series in six games and you are the low seed, you've got to win one of the first two games. That has to happen. It happened on Saturday night, Bart.
Does home court even matter in the playoffs anymore? When did the basketball become hot?
It's yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Bart, but let's get to just Saturday's game. This win was not pretty. Like, anybody that loved the 90s Knicks, that's what it looked like. If you don't, let's not remember only the good moments. Let's remember that Knicks team in the 90s used to play just like this. You would like come in and you start kicking ass. Then what do? You kind of give it away. You throw the ball around too much. Like the offense gets all clunky. And then you all of a sudden now you're in a dogfight. And then what happens? You kick their ass again and you leave the court. And when you leave the court, what do you get? The other team doing what? Oh, the officials. They let them play too hard. Oh, the officials. They're too physical. It was now we know. I guess we got to punch them back. You hear all this stuff come out of Cleveland over the last day?
Yeah.
I think you're in their heads.
Yeah,
I think you got them. And here's Overreaction Monday. That's today, as everybody knows on this show. 800-919-3776. My overreaction is the Knicks are too damn deep for this Cavs team in this series. That's it. Too deep?
Well, listen, if I had to give an unsung hero to anybody, like to me, my player of the game, Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson? Really?
Yeah, man.
Not Josh Hart.
Listen, Josh Hart is a given. But what you saw out of Mitchell Robinson was the give a you-know-what meter on 25,000. Him getting to these extra, you know, rebounds, offensive rebounds, him being intimidating. I'm talking about the effort. I would say that what Mitchell Robinson did was equal to the effort that Westbrook gave. And I'm talking about his effort. His effort was phenomenal. 50-50 balls, second chances. I expect that from Josh Hart. That's been his brand. What I'm saying is Mitchell Robinson's attention to offensive rebounding, to me, is the key in this series because they got two big men. Mm-hmm. We got one big man. I know Hartenstein is there. But I love the minutes that we got from Mitchell Robinson. and what he stood for and what he put out there on film. I love how he competed. I love how he, you know, how he just got down. Josh Hart, listen, I expect that out of him.
You expect 17-10 out of Josh Hart.
I expect.
And a three-pointer that was a critical turning point shot when he had basically on one leg because he had
sprained
that ankle. Which, by the way, hopefully we'll get some information on that today. A lot of people have been asking me, any news on Josh Hart? Yesterday was a quiet day. They didn't really practice. And then today will be a practice day before tomorrow's game, too.
I want Knick fans to lose their mind. I want you – listen, this is supposed to be overreaction. I want people calling up saying –
what's your overreaction?
Because Giannis hurt his back, the Knicks to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wait.
And Tyler Hero got no fingers.
He broke his hand.
And that's just the beginning.
Just think about it. That second round now, potentially. Like, if there's ever incentive – like for you,
I'm surprised you ain't hit the button. Button for that? You know what we supposed to hear when we talking about Giannis in his back. We saw what happened.
What happened?
Man, he fell. Somebody took a charge. Yeah. Hit that tailbone. And I think it's broken.
You think so?
I broke my back. Spinal.
But now this is, we've seen his before from this young man. And he went and got that vibranium when we thought he hyperextended his leg and thought it was broken, thought it was gone, thought he was like never going to walk again, let alone come back and play in the series. And he showed us that he got that vibranium. He put that Wakanda suit on and his tights, and he came back and put it on the show.
But they're a different looking team without him. There's no doubt about it. I mean, they are just not the same.
And Jimmy Buckets without Tyler Hero, it was like no problem.
Well, that's one game. We'll see how that series goes, and we'll see what happens with Giannis. They don't play again, I think, till Wednesday, so it does give time. But that was a hard fall, man. That was a hard fall. And the minute he fell – So did the odds for the Knicks to win the Eastern Conference Finals. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, wait a minute,
man, hold on. We should have put the bet in before, man.
No doubt. I gave you my overreaction. I think the Knicks are too deep for the Cavs because think about this: the Cavs want to act like they took the Knicks' best punch. Not even close.
Nope.
Emmanuel Quickley, nothing. RJ Barrett, nothing. Like you did not get great performances. I mean, Jalen Brunson, you got a half.
Right, all the
trouble. Julius Randle, he had 16 in the first half, and he'll give you 3 in the second half. You didn't get a complete performance. You mentioned Robinson. I mean, he had 5 offensive rebounds. You're right on that end of it, and the Knicks had 17 offensive rebounds. But Mitch could play better than that. Like, this was nowhere near one of those games you're like, wow, that's as good as they can play. Not even close. They couldn't shoot a 3 to save their lives. And yet, they won a road game. Game 1 on the road. And now you've got control of the series. All the pressure's on the Cavs now in game 2.
It's a must-win for the Cavs to win game 2. Must-win.
Oh, my God, yes. It's 100% a must-win. And what did I tell you? Winner of game 1 in the best of 7 series in the NBA playoffs?
I tell you.
75% of the time, it works every
70,
time.
70 what? 75?
75% of the time.
Is it like Coke 45? Is it like Coke 45?
Yes. Exactly.
Somebody call Billy D and tell Spike Lee to make a commercial with Billy D real quick.
Now here's why I say that my overreaction is the Knicks are too deep for the Cavs. Listen to J.B. Bickerstaff. This is the head coach of the Cavs, and all the stuff that was coming out of their side of it. This is one thing to me that's very alarming.
Obviously, our bench has to give us a spark. We got to find a way to manufacture some buckets. You know, how do we create for one another? And how does our bench support our starting cast? And we'll go back. We'll take a look at it. You know, but. At some point in time, you got to find a way. Just put the ball in the basket. And I thought, that unit kind of struggled there. I thought Jetty was really good. He gave us a good burst. And then, at the end of the day, you can't give up 17 offensive rebounds. That's one of the things that, we continued to talk about. We were well aware, of what they were capable of.
Two things there I heard, Bart. Number one, he points out his bench got outplayed, which is accurate. It was 37-14. They were outscored. And again, this is without getting any production out of Emmanuel Quickley at all. So 37-14, and their bench, Caris LeVert, 1-for-7, no show, can't guard. So if he's not scoring, he's a zero. Dean Wade can shoot, can't score. Ricky Rubio was out there. Hey, dude, Ricky Rubio was out there for like 5 minutes, and you could see he was just getting lost in traffic. He was like, oh, my God. Like, it happened too fast for him. And then Chetty, he mentions Chetty Osman. Chetty Osman guarding Jalen Brunson.
Picking him up full court, following him with his pecs.
That's what you're going to do? Found him with his bed, right.
He rocked him to sleep, rock-a-bye baby.
Like, this is what you went to in game one? Like, you didn't know, because you couldn't play Okoro, because Okoro can't score either. Like, they just don't have enough depth. So Donovan Mitchell could average 40 points a game in this series, and it might not matter. It might not matter, because they just don't have enough depth for the Knicks. That's my overreaction. What is yours, Bart Scott? You got to have one. What's your overreaction?
I said with Giannis being hurt.
No. That's the not Knicks. An overreaction.
What you mean?
That's not an overreaction. For the game, for the series. That was just a hot take. That's not an overreaction.
I believe it, though.
You think with Giannis's back in game one.
Yep.
That now all of a sudden the door is open for the Knicks to go to the conference finals. Is that what you're saying?
I think that he could steal the series.
Okay, so
they too physical. He bring that weak ass back.
Wow.
And they go lean into it.
Oof. You're gonna go there? You're going there that? Wow.
I mean, you got him and Anthony Davis. It was all like the walking wounded. Like, damn. Like, it seemed like everybody was off, and they forgot that they had to put what it's like to play at full speed.
Strong. All right, let's hear from Mike Budenholzer, the Bucks coach. Because, that was, of all the results
that looked
in the
bad,
weekend,
man, because he left
that
and
was
came
the
back.
Most shocking result to me, because Miami, when they lost, like, they didn't Miami almost look like.
They look horrible.
When they lost to the Hawks, they were done. They looked done. And then they end up winning game one against the Bucks, and Giannis gets hurt. Mike Boone.
He has a back contusion. There was x-ray that was clear here, so we'll monitor him, see how he does, you know, see how he wakes up.
All right, so back contusion means obviously what? Like, there's no fracture.
Bruise. Yeah,
but it's,
you know,
a bruise,
tailbone,
and that's
tailbone
painful.
Tailbone bruises can take a long time, or hip pointers are something that's real. Right, and then if they lean into that thing, you only get to shoot it up for one game before it comes back. And, you know, you said, like, the first couple games are spread out.
Hard.
Yep. And it's like, I would check and see if he chipped part of that bone. Sometimes
they said the x-rays were clear. That's what they said. X-rays were clear.
Sometimes you got to put that dye in there. They don't do that all the time. You put the dye in there. That's how you can really see if you got a hairline fracture.
Well, they'll go MRI, right?
Yeah. Or if you get some swelling. You know what I'm saying? And it's sitting on that sciatica.
All right, 800-919-3776 is the number. That's the other part of it, right? If he wakes up and has swelling and then it hits, like you mentioned, the sciatica, if it hits a nerve.
Yeah, that nerve impinges. They can get you all the scalaxin you want. Mm-hmm. Once that thing's sitting on that nerve, it starts, you know, stopping. Just like you saw Anthony Davis. I can't move my arm.
How about that moment?
I can't move my arm.
And then he comes back out and he just starts kicking ass again.
Like, breathe, dog. Breathe, dog. How about that?
Breathe, dog. Breathe.
Can't move my arm.
This was a wild weekend.
It's called being a linebacker, man. We get those all the time, dummy.
I bet. 800-919-3776. All right, we have Overreaction Monday going. We start on the Knicks and what you saw this weekend. So let's begin with Judah in Queens, who agrees with Bart. Judah.
Yo.
Judah, what up, baby?
What's happening?
What's going on, Bart?
Judah Matado.
First things first, yo, Al. You're my man, but I got to let you know that Bart is on the right track. You know what I mean? You might want to sprinkle some cheese on that taco, because check it. First of all, like you said, when it comes to Giannis, it's spinal. All right? So Miami could steal that. Now, with Miami stealing that, we already laid out the scenario of how the Knicks, you know, should close out this series. And I think if Tyler Hero stays injured and Giannis can't come back to
100%, Hero's done. Hero's done.
He broke his hand.
Well,
He's
the only
done.
Threat we got is Philly. And hear me out on this. I know I probably sound biased. I'm a Knicks fan. But we've shown that by neutralizing Donovan Mitchell, if we can neutralize your superstar, I mean, not neutralize, but maybe, like, let him go off and we can shut down the others, I mean, we got a chance to go to the finals, bro.
Listen, it's about that time that James Harden tweaks his hamstring because he's playing back-to-back and he's playing hard. It's about time for that old-ass hammy to lock up on his ass. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know he's going to the strip club in between games.
Oh, that's a fact. You know what I mean? Definitely if we play them, I got to make put that call in. You know, I know a couple people. We're going to have them hanging out.
Ah, you're going to put them on?
Definitely set it up, Judah. I'll tell you what, Judah.
Judah, you got sunshine? You got sunshine? I got a girl who is so good, you throw it up in the air, it'll turn to sunshine.
Hey, yo, put your mom on the phone. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Doc, I ain't coming in no more.
Hey, Bart.
My dudes, man. Once again, the best show ever on ESPN.
Appreciate you, man. He might be onto something. Listen to this. The opening odds, all right, that FanDuel had at the start of the play-in games, the Knicks' NBA Finals appearance opening odds, the Knicks were plus 13,000. Do you know what they are now?
Plus 800?
Plus 4,000.
4,000?
Plus 4,000.
I can deal with that.
That's a big jump.
That's 50% improvement.
That's a big jump.
And check this out. Like I'm always on our website, ESPN. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Harden says.
I'm sorry. FanDuel is plus 3,200. I read Caesars. They went from plus, what did I say, plus 13,000?
Yep.
To plus 3,200.
Look at this. Look at this. It says, Harden says Achilles issue for some months. He's landed out there.
He's setting it up there.
He's setting it up there.
Oh, my Achilles, right. I just want a fair chance, man. Right? Remember that? That drop? Yeah. Let's continue with the overreactions. Merv is in Queens. Merv's going there, Bart. Go ahead, Merv.
What's up, my homies? I'm going there. I'm talking about sweep, and then I'm jumping on Bart's train. Why not little kid Brunson? The only thing he's missing, people think of Donovan Mitchell's dunks count for 3 points. The kid's a true leader, and since Josh Hart came, he's got a nose for that ball. He's going all the way. They're gritty. They're tough. Yeah. All I'm asking for is don't give Julius the ball in the last 3 minutes. We good. We going there. Let's go next. Pull up the sweep. Yeah.
I tell you what, man.
Wow,
with Hart
sweep.
Hart and Grimes getting up in Donovan Mitchell, listen, it's just making it difficult for him. And listen, because the lack of depth at the bench, they're going to have to play him extended minutes, and it's going to be hard to steal him rest time, and the depth of the Knicks continue to just put fresh bodies on him. It's going to wear him down, son.
Especially
when he's going to have to put everything into trying to even the series up.
You have to imagine that for Mitchell and for Garland as well. They have to be great. I thought Mitchell was great in game one. 38 points. He was great.
Amazing.
And Garland actually shot the ball well. He only got one assist because nobody else could make a damn shot. That's why I keep going with the depth thing.
Yeah,
for the Cavs, it's not going to be about Mitchell having a great game. He did. It's going to be about their support. Which one of their supporting cast guys goes off?
Yeah.
And they didn't have that.
You know, quickly is due.
Ray in Staten Island, he's also on the Bruins.
Ray Rizzle, what's up, Ray Rizzle?
What's
up, Ray?
What's going on? I'm a Met, Jet, Nick Islander fan since the 80s, so I've been through it.
A lot of pain.
And I can tell you, after watching that game, I agree with you guys. I think we're in the head. If the Knicks win game two, you ain't going to see game five.
Not going to leave the garden. Not going to leave the garden is what Ray said.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. One thing you just said, Ray, that I'm feeling this after paying attention to everything that's been said. Here, check out Darius Garland talking about what to look forward to in game two. This is when you know a team is a little rattled.
The refs let us play a lot. We hit first and see how the refs react instead of being punched in the face and just laying down to it. I think that's the mentality that we have to have is go punch first, see what the refs just have, and see what they do, see if they're going to blow the whistle or not. We just set the tone for the game like that.
This dude sounds like
And I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, Ray.
He's talking about getting punched in the face. That was a love tap. Knicks didn't even play great.
Oh, my God.
Ray.
No.
Ray.
No,
imagine if they did.
Ray, you know who he sound like? He sound like Boys in the Hood, Trey, when he went in after the police slammed his head against him.
What more do you want from me?
Soft salad looking for
I'm just
help.
Saying, Mets, Jets, Knicks, Islanders, and I'm hoping for a bright future, finally.
Go for it, Ray.
You just say
but
Devils.
I'll tell you what, man. When Ray, that's something. When you got a player, like – If you're Bickerstaff, aren't you looking at your players like, guys, say less? Like,
yeah,
why
because,
would you
because
put
Bickerstaff's
that out there?
Supposed to say that. Bickerstaff's supposed to say that.
But why, as a player, would you like let the league know, let the officials know? Oh, we're gonna now see how physical they're gonna let us play. Why would you do that?
Hey, remember that Kobe commercial when he was like, but I'm the best. Kanye was like, I'm the best. He's like. But are you? He was like, but are you? Like, what does that even mean, Kobe Bryant? Am I the best?
But putting it out there like that, that's something. All right. I mean, honestly, we're getting a lot of optimism. But remember on Friday, we did get some pessimism.
From who?
Do we have any more pessimism out there? TJ in Queens. TJ?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Listen, right. I love you guys. I love the show. But put the brakes on this championship talk already. We won one game. One game.
Don't you have to win one to win two, though, TJ?
Yeah, bro, but listen, a real Knicks fan knows the pain that we've been through.
There it goes.
Two nothing on Chicago. Yeah. 2-0 to the Bulls, and they came back and swept us.
Yeah.
These ain't the Bulls, man. These are the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is an organization without you take away the LeBron years that have been more net than the Knicks.
But I get what TJ saying.
The curse of the Knicks.
But I get TJ. TJ, I know what he's doing. I know what he's saying because I know how he feels. Because that's kind of a little bit how I feel as well. Thanks, TJ.
This ain't two years ago, man.
Say less. Head down.
They ain't said nothing. We talking.
This is more about fans, though, right? This is like let the fans like get. Like, let them have this moment where you could start to crow a little bit. Say it with your chest. How good you feel after watching that first game with everything that we know. William in Manhattan, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Overreaction. This is my – I agree with Barton. And listen, real quick. My sons, both of them, twins. One of them was reminding me all day about the game. Dad, 6 o'clock, the Knicks at 6. Mm-hmm. At 6. Now, my other son, he watches periodically, but on Saturday night, he was there from beginning to the end.
Nice.
And I'm breaking down the playoff format, right? The brackets and everything for him so you can have a better understanding. He said he wants to see a championship. I've been waiting my whole life. I'm a diehard Knicks fan forever. I said, son, I've been waiting there. I hear what you're saying. So let's go, right, Bart? Huh? Let's go? Are we there?
I mean, this is it. Let's go. I mean, that's all it is. But and this is another thing with your son watching and paying close attention and all that stuff. Like, this is how now they get in. This is the excitement part. Man, I'll tell you, these fans, you think about what happened in game one 2 years ago when they finally made the playoffs.
Yeah, was it free ice cream? Did the kids get ice cream?
I would hope so.
Come on, man. Ice cream, man. No Neapolitan either, man. Stop it.
What don't you like about Neapolitan?
I just don't like all the flavors touching each other when they start melting and stuff. I only want the strawberry, really.
Nobody ever eats the strawberry.
I'm not really a chocolate type of
like,
guy.
Like, you ever noticed that, too? Like, when you were a kid and your mom got Neapolitan, you opened up the carton, and there was, like, nothing left except that it was all scraped away, and then all you have is that little sliver, that third of strawberry.
I go ice cream. I go strawberry first. Whoa, Alan.
What
the hell going on in the Han household,
we're
man?
Not touching strawberry.
Why are you discriminating against the pink?
Just, I don't like strawberry.
Ah, man, come on,
simple
son.
As that.
Black cherry ice cream is
my favorite.
If I'm
having ice cream, it's chocolate or vanilla. What am I bothering with any other flavors?
Nah, man. What the hell are you going to Wendy's
what are you
for
like,
a Frosty?
Pistachio? Are you one of those guys?
You going there for a Frosty? I like cookies and cream. I can go with
right,
some.
Well, that's different.
I can go
that's
with
something
some
to do with
pecan.
Strawberry. You just said Neapolitan. You brought that up.
Strawberry has got John Blaze, son.
What does that
if
mean?
If I got Neapolitan, I'm going to listen. Strawberry milkshake is. It's like you could take that, let it melt a little bit, may have your own strawberry milkshake.
How am
Come
I supposed
on,
to feel, by the way, about
I know our
you
fans,
saying you
listen,
don't like?
I know our fans are rolling with us.
No, I don't understand you saying you don't like the flavors all like touching each other.
Because they melt like sometimes like you leave
and
it
what's
out.
What's the beauty of that? When they melt into each other, what happens? Beautiful
you get,
things
You
happen.
Get confusing flavors. You get sweet and then you get the cocoa or the chocolate.
Wow. I didn't know you were like that, but I didn't know you didn't like intermingling of different of
no,
chocolate
you could,
and vanilla. I didn't know that.
See, vanilla can accept anything. You know what I'm saying? You mix anything with vanilla, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you mix chocolate with strawberry, it tastes horrible.
Yeah, that's why the chocolate's on the left side, the vanilla's in the middle.
But sometimes you get them uncles, them fat ass fingers, and they get in there and the scoop get in there and they start. You see knuckle prints in there when they went too low. Or they don't wet it before they put it in there.
Who reaches into a carton of ice cream with their fingers?
Because like sometimes, if everybody eat the vanilla in the middle, then you're trying to get in there and try to scoop it up, and now you got to get deep. You know what I'm saying? For the vanilla that's almost gone,
your
knuckles get in there
because you're holding the handle of the scooper.
Yes.
Now the knuckles scrape.
Yeah, because yeah, exactly, man. Disrespectful.
Hang on, just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, that's horrible, man.
And you get that knuckle hair.
Yeah, then no, it's the uncle with the cigarette that always that always got dirty hands.
We all need a break right now. We all need to just get a drink of water and just get that out of our brains.
I have to
think about your uncle's sweaty, hairy knuckle in my ice cream now.
That's why you just get strawberry and keep them separate. First of all, because not enough to satisfy everybody. Them little B-ass strips, like you put it on there when you used to have the birthday parties. None of that, man. Horrible. Make a decision. Right. Either get strawberry or get vanilla.
Loads of calls to get to. They're stack rack ready to go. 800-919-3776. Overreaction Monday. What you saw, not just from the Knicks, but how about it throughout the NBA playoffs? What a wild weekend it was. I got more overreactions for you about Gerrit Cole, about what the Giants should be doing, the draft coming up, of course. Lots to get to. We get some hockey now. The hockey playoffs begin tonight. The Islanders.
Let's go Devils.
Tonight. The Devils and Rangers tomorrow night. A lot.
Are we gonna going to go through who you're right picking? Now. We're going to go with Allen's picks.
Oh, well, we're going to do Allen's picks?
Yeah, I just think you just made that make up. A decision.
Probably
yeah.
need a better name.
It's like the Neapolitan. Make a decision.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so this is going to be a busy week. So it starts tonight. So the Nets now have their game two against the Sixers. 7:30 TNT.
They had a
game first half. Oh. Mikal Bridges played great in the first half, and they made it competitive, and then all of a sudden it was just throttled down for the Sixers and game over. Warrior, how about that game? The Warriors Kings game one was lit.
Listen, you got E-40 getting thrown out. Mm-hmm. Listen, like.
He blamed a woman. A woman apparently was heckling him or something.
Yeah, and he finally turned around and finally said something, and then you see like Iguodala guys coming over there like, yo, what the hell going on? So yeah. You can only imagine if, I don't know if the Sacramento has a celebrity fan, but I can see that as soon as he sit down, you got the wrong popcorn. Get his ass out of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be petty back. You don't do E40 like that, Fonzarelli like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't do him like that, son. He been coming to the games. Listen.
Oh, forever. One of the coolest dudes. Like, it's not like he's a troublemaker. He's not a snack talker.
He's not
like
yelling
one of the
at nobody.
Most chill
yeah.
people in the world.
Sitting in the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but somebody was getting on his case. Anyways, the Warriors-Kings game two. That's the second game of the night on TNT. Two NBA playoff games. And then we have the Islanders and the Hurricanes, 7 o'clock. That's game one of that series. ESPN2 has it, and we've got the coverage right here on 98.7 ESPN as well. Yeah.
Biggest surprise for you from the opening game, game ones. Biggest shocker. Was it Kawhi?
Lakers. No, Lakers.
Lakers?
Yeah. The fact that LeBron did nothing in the fourth quarter – and they ran away with that game. Ja gets hurt
once again. We got three stars getting hurt. That crazy. We could get the lesser team, you know, may advance.
But that game though, even before Ja's injury, the Lakers were in the fight. And what they got out of Rui Hachimura, who, you know, again, I never thought that was a great trade.
He's not him, though.
But they have developed. No, then there's Austin Reeves. I'm him.
Like, stop that it. Kid. Like, pump your brakes up, dude.
Oh, man, let him live his life. Why not? Of his life.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him.
Think about it. He was making dagger shots in the clutch to win a playoff game for a guy that wasn't drafted. Two-way contract just a couple of months ago.
Yeah, he know they got to pay him. He know they got to pay him. He made himself some money.
Yeah, no doubt. He made restricted free agent.
Some Jalen Brunson money.
So we got that. Yankees are off. They'll play. I think Shohei and company come to the Bronx, right? Isn't that next up? And the Mets are in on their West Coast trip. Now they play the Dodgers tonight. That's at 10 o'clock. So a late one, Mets and Dodgers.
Shohei come. They're going to have all the people that live in Flushing, the Asian community. They're going to bust them all in.
Just let them know like how welcome he would be here. I don't think you need him to just have the Asian community around him. I think everybody.
Hey, let's go to China. Let's go to Chinatown. What's your favorite food? We got the best Chinese food in the world, baby.
I mean, look, you just want to show him as much love as possible if you're Yankees fans, right? But you don't want him to win, though.
But the Mets fans are going to be the ones courting him.
Well, I mean, they had their chance. But still, like that. So that series come up with the Mets and the Dodgers. The Nets tonight, the Islanders tonight. So busy night. And then tomorrow you get Knicks game two. You get Rangers and the Devils game one. So this is that time of year. A lot of fun. We're playing Overreaction Monday with you at 800-919-3776. Other news to get to, of course, about Gerrit Cole and a dominating performance last night. Jalen Hurts just got a huge contract from the Eagles. The impact that it will have now on Lamar and around the league is interesting. But also now when you look at Daniel Jones' contract, it's really not that big of a deal. But let's get some more calls in here. Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, my overreaction is that, listen, that the NBA is happy because the games we got this weekend were, like, phenomenal, man. I mean, I don't think anybody expected what we got, you know, because a lot of these games were really good.
All good to the last one.
Yeah, definitely.
Last night's good. That Denver game was terrible.
That was terrible, most definitely. Yeah, and I stayed up late for nothing. Yeah. Yep. But when you said about the Mitchell over Josh Hart, man, I mean, listen, I know Mitchell got the rebound, but what Hart did, man, with the defense that he was playing and the scores he made, that 3-point shot, you can't dispute that, man. No. That was really big, man.
What,
you know,
not taking anything from Mitchell Robinson,
you know, because he did grab those boards, so kept us in the game. So
I mean,
the biggest
compliment I can say to Josh Hart is I expect it. I think he's a star. I think he's one. You know, it's tough because Quickley's here, but I think he could be the sixth man of the year if he would have been here all year. You know what I mean? I love his flexibility.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? And you said to Han, like, listen, we didn't even have a great game. And
no.
You look at the 17 off the rebounds. Exactly. So, I mean, and you're not going to get 3 points out of Quigley again and Grimes. Those guys are going to play better. They know where they are. So, you know, I like our chances. I don't see a sweep. I think we'll get but I see five.
I mean, you'll take five. I still think it's going to be six. I still think, thanks, Scott. I still think you're going to, like, Bart, you know how this works. I mean, the Cavs are going to play desperate tonight. Tomorrow night. The thing, and I'll talk about this more tomorrow when we do the game preview, watch the officiating.
Yeah.
Tell you everything.
Yeah, I want to know the crew. I think
we'll find that out tomorrow. Yeah.
But this is the thing. I think the Knicks can win a ticky-tack game because they're deeper. So if they have to go to their bench, and then if they call it ticky-tack, and then people get in foul trouble early, Donovan Mitchell gets in foul trouble early, or if Garland gets in foul trouble early, like, see, you wanted us to call it like this. You said don't make it a brute test, and you just run out of bodies.
That could happen as well. Or maybe they're just not built to play that way, and they're talking about wanting to play that way. James in Spring Valley. What's up, James?
Hey, Alan Barr. What's going on, guys? Big shout out to the company. First off, Alan, let's go Islanders.
Yep.
Islanders in six. We're winning this series.
Yes.
We're beating Carolina.
Carolina.
The Rangers will win their series. And the Rangers will win their series in six. And I want the Rangers-Islanders round two.
Oh.
I want it. The universe wants it. I want that. Give me all the smoke. Give me the New York Rangers.
You know what you just did?
I'm a Devils fan. I live in Jersey.
What you just put in my head is I don't know if I could handle that. Bar, could you imagine if I had a week where it was the Knicks were in the second round and the Islanders and Rangers somehow played against each other in the second round? I don't know. I wouldn't
Alan,
be able
to.
I'd never get a minute's sleep. I'd be a mess.
Alan, listen. I got friends that are Rangers fans. I got people in the company that are Rangers fans. I want this to happen. Make this happen. I want to be the team that upsets the Rangers in the second round. Give me all the smoke.
Damn,
as far as the Knicks are concerned,
uh-huh.
I got the Knicks winning this series in six. I'm tweaking what I'm saying. At first, I didn't think the Knicks were going to win this series because I was more concerned about, like, Dobbin's going to go off and how can the Knicks do? But after seeing what they did in game one, well, he did go off. But I'm saying,
I
thought that
you can
Garland.
Let him go off. Who cares?
But I'm saying I thought that Garland and others were going to, like, help out Mitchell. But now after seeing game one, the Knicks will win this series in six. I think Cleveland does win tomorrow. They're going to play desperate. They're going to, because they know that they go down 0-2, the series is a wrap. But I got to say, let's go Knicks. Knicks are going to the second round. They could go to the conference finals, Bart.
Oh,
I'm
God.
With you. Knicks. And next, let's go Islanders. Islanders, Rangers round two. Make it happen. Hockey
James,
down,
James,
make it
James,
happen.
James, do you have zero love in your heart for the Devils?
No.
You named every team but the Devils.
Bart, listen, I love you, man. I have all the love for you. But I think the Rangers are the more experienced team. I do like the Devils. I love their future. I like Jack Hughes. But I think the Rangers' experience and the guy in net, Igor, is better than VTech. I'm sorry. And if you have a good goaltender and he's playing hot, he can win your series. Just like the Islanders got Sorokin, he can win your series against Carolina. Let's go. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, James. I mean, Alan, fired up for hockey, man.
Who do you got, Alan?
In which series?
Devils, Rangers.
I think the Rangers have to win this series. They have to win this series. Because you'll never hear the end of it if you lose this
series. Do you have? Why? Because Jersey's the little brother to New York?
No. Well, it's because with everything they've invested in the team, to lose to a younger, not experienced team with the guys. Patrick Kane's won a ring. Tarasenko's won. Like, Patrick Kane's won three of them. Like, you got guys who have won. You have guys who have, like, gone the distance on this roster. Like, you have no excuses. You talk about depth. They have depth. It's like, so you can't lose this. You'll never hear the end of it. They have to win this series. I think it's going to be I think the Rangers are going to win it in five. And I know it sounds disrespectful to the Devils, and I'm not trying to be that way.
I love what they've done there.
They are the higher seed. I love what they've done there. But there's something different about playoff hockey, and if you've never really experienced it before, it kind of can surprise you early. Now, defensively is the biggest question about the Rangers because the Devils have a lot of firepower. Can they slow them down? That's the biggest question. Can they slow them down? And then Sorokin, Shesterkin, he's got to play great. He's got to play great, and he has for most of the season. So that's why I'm just going with the experience factor. I think it's immeasurable, and I also think when they're playing at the Rock, they have a lot of fans there. There's not going to be a lot of home ice advantage in this. So there it is. You wanted my pick? I made my pick.
Okay. Well, at least you
made
a pick.
What about you?
I'm going Devils.
Devils what?
Devils in five.
Why?
Listen, I'm going because I think they're a younger team, and I think they got, you know, they going to wear them out with that youth and exuberance. And they too stupid, they too young, and know they ain't supposed to be winning.
Well, that's always been a big factor. Ignorance is bliss.
And we know in hockey, home ice means nothing anyway.
No, I know. It can work against you sometimes.
Right. And, I mean, you know, but it's familiar territory for everybody.
Wow.
I love Hughes, man. Where's Kako Kako? I just remember that drive, everybody. I just wanted to say Kako Kako, man.
You just wanted to say it over and over again.
Kako Kako.
All right, we'll continue.
It's like saying Jim Bob Cooter. Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
After all what we saw over the weekend, I had a feeling today that we would hear from Tessa in New Jersey. Tessa.
You already knew it. We already had you scheduled for the program. We ain't coming before you even called.
We actually found a picture of you, Tess. You might not know this. How do we – I need to figure out a way we can send it to you. Where we could either tag you on it or something. But over the weekend, we did see that you were at the Lakers game.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, no. Yeah, we have a picture of you.
We got you.
I'm gonna need to see that. But listen, Alan. You know, at the end of the day, I was like, oh wow, I hope Bart still got some room, and I hope he's not full because you about to eat this big bowl of Hush Your Mouth and have several seats, Bart. You understand what I'm saying? You was talking hella crap last week. You understand?
Because I heard his
John Morant. Don't blame Ja Morant because I hope he gets better, but he got injured in the fourth with like 4 minutes to go. You know what I'm saying? We was already making the comeback. But you was talking hella crap last week. Oh, you're going to lose. I told you. Playoff Bron is a problem.
It wasn't him. It was Stir Fry Hakamura.
Exactly. He only had 21, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. Imagine
I thought his nickname was Stir Fry. He had a game.
That man is 38 making blocks off the backboard like he's 21. Come on. Be quiet, Bart. I don't know what I got. Did we bet, Bart? Did we bet or you were scared? No, you were scared.
I'm still with the bet because he got the hair part. LeBron looked good.
Alan, that's all he can do is get on this man's hair. You can't get on his plays. The Lakers in a hole played great. Everybody contributed. Everybody.
I can't feel my arm.
He didn't even want to bet. Alan, he didn't even want to bet.
Destin, we can keep the bet going. We can keep. We can start the bet right now.
Listen,
because I like it. I like it because you feel good.
I want Olive Garden. Where's my Olive Garden?
I got you. I got you. You want all the bread. You want all the little butter bread, the bread sticks.
And I eat my salad plain.
Salad and bread sticks, baby.
I just eat the salad with the dressing. That's all I do.
Listen, you got.
Listen.
That train's never late, Tessa. We know.
Listen, I can't do my nerve. Both of you are saying, listen. Can somebody listen?
You know I call when we lose. The Giants lose, Yankees, Lakers lose. I will call. But I had to call today when we win. Because, Bart, you was really serving it up last week, and I feel like I was behaving. Not today. Listen, I got – you want to call him stir fry? So I got freaking – forks, I got spoons, I got spatulas, whatever you need to eat this up, I need you to eat it, Bart. I need you to eat it. Are you going to have this bowl?
Somebody about to lean into Billy Hoyle, too, this game. He ain't going to no free layups. Billy Hoyle going to have to shoot on Sudan. He going to have to shoot on Sudan.
Allen, why can't he just eat it, Allen? Why can't he just eat it? You know, he was talking hella crap last week, Allen. You know I was – that's why my voice sound like this. When we were winning, all I kept saying is, Bart, I got you on Monday, bro. I got you.
Wait till the thug show up for Cheddar Bob next game.
Let me step in here for a second.
Let me step in here for a second, Tess. Coming down, hitting balls off the backboard like he's playing with his son. That's all I'm saying.
Tess, do me a favor.
That's all I'm saying.
Tess, do you have access to players' balls like he's playing with Bronny Jr.?
That's all I'm saying.
Tess, do you have access to Twitter right now?
I do.
Do you have access to Twitter right now? Can you check right now?
Allen, remember you and Bart was making fun of me a couple of years ago. Remember, because of my job, I don't have social media. Remember, everybody wanted me to get it.
You have no access.
I do have access.
What are you, ML7?
Just do me a favor. Hang on. Check my Twitter feed right now, the last tweet I just posted.
Okay.
All you got to do is just Google my name and Twitter. It'll be really quick. And you do that for a moment. As we talk about the fact that the Lakers did, I mean, that was an impressive win.
But
in
it's game one.
Listen, with Ja's injury, on audio files coming up, you're going to hear from Ja Morant. And he does not sound very optimistic about his ability to play in game two.
Wait till Anthony Davis sneezes and he can't feel neither one of his arms.
So we thought he got it.
No.
I can't feel my arms. Now, Tess, have you seen the tweet yet?
I'm going to do it right now, Alan.
All right.
I can't feel my arms.
I just want to hear, man.
I want to hear
Tess's reaction to seeing what we happened to catch over the weekend.
How many knee sleeves do you need?
That she was definitely at that game on Sunday at 3:30 Eastern time, of course. How you were able to fly to Memphis and then fly back for work.
Oh, my God. That is so – who put that? They are playing me out so bad. I'm not in the picture.
That's
not
you?
Look like that.
That's not you?
It's not me. First of all, I am
LeBron,
in shape.
LeBron put on a G7.
But that is not me.
No?
That is not me.
But all right, how about,
LeBron puts on
how about
a G7?
This? Do you own that jersey?
No, I just own regular Lakers and Cavaliers jerseys and Heat jerseys. But let me tell you something. No disrespect to my mom. Good for you. But I'm in shape. I do crunches. That's what I'm saying. Why do you think I pop so much junk to Bart? I'm ready to do push-ups. I'm in shape. And I keep my hair done all the time. I'm not wearing no baseball caps. I'm showing my hair off. But all I'm saying is this. That was cute, though. That was real cute, though. I don't care. I'll take that picture all day long. Because, Bart, be quiet. Number one, I don't care. It's game one, and now we got home court advantage. Number one. How about that? Game one is pivotal. You know it. Yes, that don't mean we go win the series. I'm not saying it. But I'm saying that you said we wasn't even winning game one. Now we got home court advantage. Now Ja talk about something. It doesn't look good. Mm-hmm. He's already being doubtful. He's supposed to be optimistic and positive until he gets the official no-no. He's already being scared because there ain't no bully ball going on around here. That's all I'm saying, Bart.
So tell me this.
Listen, I don't care. You need to be quiet now.
Let's bet and see what's the over-under that Anthony Davis plays over five games in the series.
Sure, we can bet again after Allen. You heard, Bart, I want my Olive Garden gift card.
Extra butter on the breadsticks.
I don't want no extra butter. I just want nice, warm, crispy.
See, I kind of feel like, wait, listen. I got to get back control of this segment. We got to go anyway. Tess, Tess, this is what we're going to do. I'm doing this, and you're both agreeing whether you want to or not. If the Lakers win this series, Bart has to take you out to Olive Garden. Not a gift card.
Alec, you got to come too. You got to come too, and Bart got to pay for us both.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. If the Lakers win this series, we take you to Olive Garden. Well, she wants Olive Garden.
I want you to take Olive Garden.
Okay.
Yeah, of your choice in New Jersey.
Oh, I already know. We're going to want to Rockaway.
If done. That's right down the street in my hood. Right by the movies.
We'll talk to you. I didn't want her to have to say anything more that might get you to say, I'm not doing it.
If I win, I want some Del Frisco's.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.